Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for the rest of the show today, this last little bit, a call-in with free classifieds for your small business ahead of Small Business Saturday. We've already been collecting these during the show. You can add yours to a map that we've created at WNYC.org. And the deal is, if you own a shop anywhere in our listening area, in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, or wherever you are, where other Brian Lehrer Show listeners can go shop this weekend, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We're putting together, in addition to your calls, this map of small businesses owned by WNYC listeners so we can encourage some listener-to-listener purchasing interactions. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you'll see the map. And you can put in the information about your brick-and-mortar business there. That way other listeners can see what's in their necks of the woods when they go out shopping on Saturday. So tell us where your business is. Maybe tell us briefly when you call in one item that's available that you think makes a good gift. And for these last few minutes of the show today, we're opening up the phone lines for free classifieds in advance of Small Business Saturday. Not everybody has to shop online. Not everybody has to shop in a big box store. Promote your small business to our listeners who would love to shop at your small business, I'm sure. 212-433-WNYC. We'll take your calls right after this. WNYC. First comes Hanukkah, then comes Thanksgiving, then comes Black Friday, then comes Small Business Saturday, where the greater world promotes the idea of shopping at small businesses. To buy your gifts, we've created a Small Business Saturday friendly map. You can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can put in the information about your small business, your brick and mortar business anywhere in our tri-state listening area, and we're happy to help you out with this to keep people away from the chains a little bit and help promote small business in our area. And we'll take some of these on the air right now. Our lines are full of small business owners at 212-433-WNYC, like Robert in Bushwick. Hi, Robert, you're on the air.
Hi, Brian, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great. What's your place?
It is Kings County Jerky Company, and we have a kitchen in Bushwick, but we have a store at the Union Square Christmas Market in a section called Little Brooklyn.
Awesome. Thank you. Bonnie in Greenwich Village. You're on WNYC. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Brian. Happy Hanukkah and et cetera.
And everything to you. What's your store?
I have a cookbook store. It's my name, Bonnie Slotnick Cookbooks, at 163 West 10th Street in the Village. And I have out-of-print cookbooks. I have everything from early 19th century cookbooks to children's books, vegetarian, food literature, antique New York menus and postcards, and beautiful vintage table linens.
Anything with trans fats when they were the healthy alternative to butter?
That's up to the customer.
Bonnie, thank you very much. Lisa in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. I frequent a store called Jane's Exchange on East 3rd Street between Avenue B and Avenue A, and it's a clothing consignment store for children's clothing and toys and games, all sorts of things for kids, strollers, and they also have a maternity section for moms. So it's a great store. You can consign your clothes, and you get great deals.
Thanks.
And they listen all the time.
Thanks, and thanks to everybody over there. And Lee and PPAC, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Brian. I'm really happy to talk to you. This is great for me. I just opened my small shop last week, so it's a great opportunity to spread the word. I have a little shop called Flea Circus. It's in Andover, New Jersey, up in Sussex County, and I want to plug Andover. It's a an antique village. Just there are quite a few adorable little stores with really funky and reasonably priced antiques. And my shop in particular, I find old furniture, old vintage fabrics. I kind of repurpose things a little bit. I like the old rustic wood that I contrast with really bright colored paint, and sew pillows out of vintage fabric. And my shop is in a collective called Fancy Pants at 127 Main Street in Andover.
All right, Leah, thanks a lot. Good luck with that. Katie on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Brian.
What's your store?
It's called Everything Goes Book Cafe.
Everything Goes Book
yeah.
Cafe.
Yeah.
Do you sell books?
We sell books. We sell used books primarily and a smattering of new books.
Do you sell coffee?
We sell coffee. We sell organic fair trade coffee, and it's really excellent.
What's one cool old book that you have in stock right now?
Let's see. I'm looking out at the shelf. There's a big fat book called New York 1960.
All right.
Katie. And next to it, there's another book called In Search of Modern China.
Did you give your address yet?
I didn't. It's 208 Bay Street in Staten Island, and it's a short walk from the Staten Island Ferry.
Thank you very much. By the way, I'm told that American Express promotes Small Business Saturday with incentives for their cardholders. So just thought I would mention that. That's, I don't care about American Express one way or the other, but we're told if you get an incentive, that you get an incentive. So there's one little other fact about this to know, but let's shop small businesses and support fellow listeners while we do it. Like Robert in Somers, New York. You're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
I think it's Eric in Somers, Brian. Eric.
Oh, Eric. Forgive me.
Okay. I own two stores, one in Mamaroneck, one in Mount Kisco, called Yogi's Paw, clothing and jewelry for teenagers and young women.
You want to give the addresses?
Yeah. It's 141 East Main Street in Mount Kisco. There's two stores there. There's Evolution and Yogi's Paw. 10 years. And then there's Mamaroneck, is 325 Mamaroneck Avenue, which is Yogi's Paw down in Mamaroneck. Great store, and thank you, Brian. Great, long-time listener.
Thanks so much, and thank you, Eric. And Alyssa in Williamsburg. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your store?
Well, my store is called Open Air Modern.
And you sell what?
We sell mid-century modern furniture, home decor, and art and photography books.
Mm-hmm. What's one interesting thing that's maybe affordable, if people are thinking, oh, furniture is a big item for a gift?
Something affordable. Well, we sell a lot of home decor and sculptural items. We have vases, we have plates, but we also sell used, rare, and out-of-print books. So we have lots of mm-hmm. art, photo, and design books for
and
people.
And where is Open Air Modern?
We are at 489 Lorimer Street between Powers and Grand, right off the Lorimer Street L train.
Thank you so much. In Williamsburg. Barlow in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barlow.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I'm out there winging it for the. I never wanted to do this, but my gallery lost their lease, the Ingbar Gallery at 568 Broadway. They still are there, but the artists have had to come and take most of their work out, and I'm going to be selling on the street, I guess Bansky style, and I'm out by the clock in front of the Flatiron, and occasionally along with the other artists in Union Square.
Banksy style, but he would start spray painting on the Flatiron building.
Right.
You're just selling art that you have in your collection, right?
Right, and it tends to be architectural.
Uh-huh.
And it's not unrelated to Bansky because it's silkscreen, which is a type of stencil, which is what Bansky is known for.
Right.
And hopefully it's fine art that people can enjoy and afford.
All right. Fine art stand on Fifth Avenue next to the Flatiron Building. It does say Bansky, but there's the stencil spirit. Mary in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're going to be our last caller. We have about 20 seconds for you.
Very good. Well, I have a Mexican and Latin American import shop on the Upper East Side of Manhattan between 64th and 65th Street, and I import silver jewelry and clothing, pottery, crafts, tin mirrors, rugs, all the wonderful, beautiful, handmade things from Mexico and Latin America.
Mary, thank you so much. And to everybody else who didn't get on or just wants to do it, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you will see the map that we've created where you can put in the information about your brick-and-mortar business, your small business selling holiday gifts. And to everyone who celebrates Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. To everyone who celebrates Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.